Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to Iranian state media, the foreign ministers of Iran and Russia voiced support for Syria on Saturday during a major attack by rebel groups, claiming the strikes were part of an Israeli-U.S. plan to destabilize the region. Syria and Russia have responded with warplanes after rebel fighters swept into the northern Syrian city of Aleppo on Friday, 8 years after being forced out. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Over the past week, opposition fighters have carried out a surprise sweep through government-held towns. Now, this rebel says Aleppo has been completely liberated. The attack, led by the militant group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, is the most significant challenge to Assad in years. Syria's military said that dozens of its troops had been killed and that rebels had managed to enter large parts of Aleppo. They also said Russia had promised to send extra military aid to thwart the rebels, which would start arriving in the next 72 hours. Opposition sources also said that Turkey, which backs the rebels, had given a green light to the offensive.
David Doyle for Reuters. An Israeli airstrike on a car in Gaza has killed 5 people, according to a senior Palestinian health official. An aid worker says 3 of the people killed were employees of the charity World Central Kitchen. The charity's aid delivery efforts in Gaza were temporarily suspended earlier this year after an Israeli strike killed 7 of its workers. Mohammed was an eyewitness. A jeep came this way and was struck by 2 missiles, like you see there. There are 2 holes. So it drifted until it got here. There were 2 young men sitting here and got up to see the jeep. By the time they got to it, they were struck again with it. Israel's military said it struck a wanted militant who had been involved in the Hamas attack that sparked the war. In a later statement, it said that the alleged attacker had worked with WCK. This is VOA News. Today, I can say with confidence that a resistance movement has begun. It is your movement, initiated by you, without anyone's instructions or demands. A spontaneous, peaceful, constitutional resistance movement. I stand in solidarity with it. Georgia's pro-Western president, Salome Zurabishvili, expressed solidarity with the resistance movement that is seeing thousands rally against the government's decision to delay EU membership talks amid a post-election crisis. More than 100 demonstrators were arrested overnight in Georgia as protesters clashed with police. The violence follows Georgian Dream's disputed victory in the October 26 election, which was widely seen as a referendum on the country's aspirations to join the European Union. As the counting of ballots cast in Ireland's general election got underway on Saturday, voters like retired banker Kevin Duant were processing the results of an exit poll showing a likely return of the main centre-right parties to government.
I'm happy, yes. We have one very active man and one man who is working class as 2 leaders, and they work very well together. I can't see why it should change. Just look at the city. It's thriving. Tourism, full employment, money in the bank.
The parties, Prime Minister Simon Harris's Fine Gael and Deputy Prime Minister Michael Martin's Fianna Fáil, will likely need at least 1 junior partner to reach a majority, raising questions about the stability of the next government. Sanda Smith, who lives in Dublin, isn't optimistic.
I think we need a new change. I think we need them gone because they don't seem to be doing an awful lot for the country. The hospital crisis is getting worse. The housing crisis is getting worse.
The formal counting of votes began at 9 GMT and is expected to last until Sunday. Some residents of the town Mitrovica in Kosovo said Saturday they believe Serbia was involved in an explosion on Friday evening at a canal that supplies water to 2 coal-fired plants that generate nearly all of the country's electricity. Prime Minister Albin Kurti. Police is doing the investigation. It has carried raids and there are also people arrested, evidence and proof. And all these criminals and terrorists will face justice and the power of law, the Republic of Kosovo. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has said Belgrade had nothing to do with the explosion. Independence for ethnic Albanian-majority Kosovo came in 2008, almost a decade after a guerrilla uprising against Serbian rule. Kenyan President William Ruto said Saturday that he and Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni would help mediate between Ethiopia and Somalia in a dispute. Landlocked Ethiopia, which has thousands of troops in Somalia to fight Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents, has angered the Mogadishu government with its plan to build a port in the breakaway region of Somaliland. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.